And welcome to this live recording. This is the first time we're doing this, so this should be fun, of the Space Game Junkie Dark Star cast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian, and joining me, as always, is your co-host, Jim.
I am not pirating anything this week. No space piracy whatsoever.
I saw you smuggling earlier when you were playing.
I had to smuggle, see?
You did not have to smuggle.
Did you see the classy thing that I did, though? I sold the cargo. You have to deliver the container, but you don't have to deliver the shit that's in it. So I sold that crap on the black market, and then I gave the empty container. Mission complete.
Really?
I totally did.
This game got a what from GameStop?
This game got some scores.
God.
Yeah.
Really?
From the Moby games I was reading.
Yeah,
I got an 81, but I think that was for the Xbox version. So that's the thing that we ought to say right up front. We ought to say right up front that this guy on the space station needs to shut up. So let's get out of here.
You muted because I'll hear myself.
But
space station chatter is in.
Oh, you know what? Actually, wait, stop. The audio is jacked up.
Oh, hang on.
Stop the stream.
Sorry, folks.
Oh, they can't.
Sorry, whoever is.
Nobody could hear you because I had the audio wrong.
Okay, if anyone's listening to the podcast and then watching the video, we're sorry.
They can't hear that either.
Wait, what?
Well, who could hear it? Because I was capturing audio off the wrong device, right?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Right, exactly.
Well, so, I'm recording this just in case.
Well, we'll go back to the... Oh, yeah, and my microphone wasn't on.
Oh, that's joyous.
Tasty.
Good job. Right. No wonder I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, well, you know.
I have it unmuted now just so I can hear myself, if at all possible.
So let's make sure, technical test, let's make sure this crap actually works.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's where it's at.
Uh-huh.
I'm not hearing myself.
Wait, I'm hearing you, I think.
Do you hear me in the game? I don't see it recording me.
I see it. Okay, I'm muting myself because I can hear myself now. So it must be working.
Hold on a minute. I don't trust
it. It was working.
Did you hear me on the audio?
Yeah, I could hear you. You might need to turn yourself down a little bit, but I could hear you. You're a little distorted.
All right.
At least on my channel.
Oh.
Anyway, wow, this is fun.
Test it again, because we're just testing here.
Let me unmute.
Let's make sure it works. I took it down, like, some.
Okay, that sounds better. I turned my volume down.
Okay, so I'm good now? I sound all right? Give it about 5 seconds.
It still sounds a little distorty, but I think we'll just have to deal with it.
No, I need perfection, sir. We don't put up with that crap.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now everyone's seeing how the sausage is made.
This is it. Sausage factory. That's where we're at.
Okay. All
right, so it looks okay. My mic levels in Windows are fine.
Yeah, so we're probably good. Hi, everybody, or whoever's watching. We got two people. I guess I'm one of them. So hello, whoever else is watching. So let's do this. You ready?
I am.
Okay. Welcome to the Space Game Junkie Podcast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian, and joining me, as always, is your co-host, Jim.
No space piracy this week.
That's a shame. So we are playing, wow, you've definitely gotten farther than I have.
I am clear across the top of the map. There's a lot more map to go, though.
I see that, which means there's a lot more game, and that's a problem.
Well, the problem is we've seen the whole game in the first 2 hours, and then I gave it another 4.
No, there were planetary missions. Anyway, folks, if you recall a few weeks ago, we jumped into trying to look at one individual game. That was Independence War II, and we had a great time with that. We were both very pleasantly surprised at how, at least I was wrong initially with the game, because it turned out to be just a treat, just a real treat to play that just amazing game. So when Jim and I talked about doing the next game, Dark 2006's Dark Star 1.
Yeah, it was from Ascaron Entertainment.
Who does not exist anymore. They also did the Sacred Games too, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore. Sadly, but yeah, this came out in 2006 at pretty much the lowest point you could get in space gaming history. So, Jim, why did you choose this game?
I chose this game because you hate this game, and you voiced several times that you hated this game. And I thought, you know, we should try this game because you hate this game.
Yeah. How do you feel now?
I don't entirely hate this game.
Yeah, but you're coming over to the dark side.
Well, what it is, it seems competent, right? And at the beginning, it's like, you know, I don't see this as anything different than an accessible privateer.
Or freelancer. I would akin to freelancer.
Okay, sure. But what's different? Where does it fall down? Because the basic premise is there's star bases that you dock at, mm-hmm. and you can pick up cargo, and mm-hmm. you can buy new equipment for your ship. You can't buy a new ship. Well, but the ship evolves organically.
Okay, sure.
All right, so you don't need to buy a new ship because you have to go out and collect artifacts, right? Whatever, Foozle. And they're buried in these asteroids. Right. Like, nobody else noticed that giant green glowing thing on the wall. But, you know, okay.
Maybe not. Yeah.
So you have some kind of special ship that your dad invented. See, it has that in common with IWAR. Your dad had this super cool ship, and then he died, and he left it to you.
Let's not insult IWAR 2 by comparing it to this.
Okay, so you start out, and you have this super ship that has a couple pea shooters on it, but it has a lot of...
It doesn't start off that super. It doesn't really start off that super.
Yeah, it's got a lot of potential, though.
It gets superer as the game progresses.
Right, and the ship is actually your character, and you level up the ship, and whenever you pick up these artifacts, then it's like getting
green pieces of jello.
Yeah, basically. Green jello. but it gives you a point, right? And it takes like 1 point to level up the first time, and two, and then three, and then four. So you have to fly around and find these things. Well, a lot of them are in systems on the map. Like if I go to the star map, you'll see that the artifacts are indicated by these green diamonds, right?
Right.
Well, the ones that I haven't got is because those are stars that have a question mark, so I don't have the key to the jump coordinates to get there.
And those get opened as you progress throughout the story.
Right. And there's things where it's just like, well, geez, what do I have to do?
You missed a couple way back.
Yeah, well, the problem is, see, they got question marks.
Oh, I can't. I have a hard time. Hang on. Let me maximize this.
Yeah. So they got the question marks on them, and I can't go there. So there has to be some kind of side mission or something that I have to do. So it's almost RPG-ish in that you have to do quests for people, and then they give you things. And other thing that I'm finding is whenever you jump into a system, you have to check the target list because there will be every now and then a shipwreck. Or a pirate base or something to go investigate that is not – it doesn't point it out with a big red arrow, like, go look at that. But you have to go do it because you get groovy equipment and things.
Right, right.
So that seems kind of interesting. I really think that the cargo system is baffling. Your ship can't hold cargo. So what you do is you actually if there's cargo pods, you don't dock with them like you would in Independence War or, in X-Wing Alliance, where you had the Corellian.
Just about any game with cargo.
Anything with cargo. You would hold it in the ship, and you can only hold as much as you got. Well, this game actually has a cargo drone that goes out and attaches to the cargo box and then drags it along behind your ship. Inexplicably, though, your ship becomes slow as an elephant when you're towing cargo.
It's attached to the tight beam of your navigational system, and that slows your ship to a...
Oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. So that's something they should have done it. Instead of doing it with the drone, they should have just done it with a tractor beam, and I'd have been fine with that. And then you're upgrading your tractor beam or whatever. But, okay, it's the same thing. It's just aesthetically.
You know what that has some... You know what game that has that feature in common with?
No.
Privateer 2.
Oh, really?
In Privateer 2, if you wanted to haul cargo, you can't do it yourself.
You have to hire somebody, don't you?
You have to hire somebody to come with you. So basically, you're making your own escort mission, which is, if that's not an indication of the suckitude of that game, I don't know what.
But you celebrated, you cheered, you did a little dance when Privateer 2 came on. I think just because it's got Christopher Walken in it.
And Clive Owen. I do love Clive Owen a lot. John Hurt and Jürgen Prochnow are also in that game. It's got a great cast, that game. I do plan to cover that game later because, God, it's bad. But anyway, back to Dark Star
Wars. But we have to do it in a video review like this so that people can witness the bad.
Actually, I was going to do it like a Twitch series. Like, let's dive into how horrible.
Oh, God, you're going to do a Let's Play.
But a live one.
Let's swim in the cesspit.
But back to Dark Star 1. I think the thing is about this game it's seen as barely competent because at the time there was really nothing else. This is my theory as to why it got a decent score on GameStop and on IGN or whatever.
Yeah, because there was nothing else.
There was nothing else. Like, if this came out within a year of Freelancer, this would have been seen as a lame Freelancer clone, and it would have gotten worse scores and blah, 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 because that's basically what this is. But it does everything just about worse than Freelancer. Like, I've replayed Freelancer maybe 10 times since it came out in 2003, because, I love the gameplay. Two, the single-player game is fun enough. And three, the missions it gives you, while they can be repetitive, they're interesting enough to keep you going. Plus, there are all these great ships you can buy and all this equipment you can buy, blah, blah, blah. Darkstar 1 offers very little of any of that. I mean, Jim is getting a mission right now, and all the missions are kind of the same. Like, go here and kill this, go here and get this cargo. Oh, but you have to kill these guys before you can get the cargo. Go here and take these camera shots. Oh, the government doesn't like that you took this picture. Either delete the picture and fail the mission, or fight the government military people, in which you will die because...
You can't fight City Hall.
You can't fight City Hall. And that's another thing. You see, when you just jump to a system, it says system loading right there. That bugs the hell out of me because that just totally takes you out of the moment. You know, I think, like, don't tell me the system is loading. Well, let me imagine. Let me see the hyperwarp thing.
I think it's because it's an Xbox game as well, and I have to point that out again and again and again.
The PC game came out years before the Xbox version came out, like at least 2 or 3, maybe 4 years before the Xbox version came out.
Yeah.
So
here, check this out. All right, okay. I'm about to get into combat.
You're about to get into combat. Are you gonna shoot? Oh, you have a turret. Are you gonna use your Ioni cannon-y thing?
That, yeah, so you do a right click, and that's your ship's magical thing.
Suddenly you have much stronger guns for like 10 or 15 seconds.
Well, you can do that as either the guns or the shields or
all
various
of them,
things.
Yeah. Or you can,
well,
you
have to pick. You have to pick. See, if you hold down the space bar, and then you can go down here to the bottom and choose. I want weapon boost. I want an overload, which will dump the enemy's shield.
I go to
a shield boost. Yeah,
this game explains so little. It really does.
Yeah, they're basically like, dude, you're on your own. So good luck with that. Yeah. So, I got trashed. I got like a 47% of nose.
You got to go dock again, man, and get repaired, which I think is funny how repairing doesn't cost anything. Just a free service. I just think that's funny. Like, a lot of games you have to pay to repair, which...
There's enough stuff to suck your wallet out in this game anyway.
To me, paying to repair makes a lot of sense, you know, because you're paying for someone... You're either paying for the use of the robots that that repair your ship, and someone has to maintain them, or you're paying an actual person to go in and repair your ship. So... Yeah, and I just saw you pull up the landing computer. That is like the dumbest upgrade ever.
No, it's wonderful because...
No, it's not, because docking in this game is flying in a fucking straight line. There is no challenge to docking at all. It's not like Elite, where you had to save up for the docking computer because docking was like, oh shit, I gotta match the spin. No, there's no challenge here.
No, but
it's
docking is a terrible inconvenience, especially as many times as you have to do it.
It is a terrible inconvenience. Can you hear my cat, by the way? She is,
no, can't
she's
hear her
meowing at all. Up a storm. I don't know why. I wonder if we're about to have an earthquake. But, stations. Let's talk about stations for a minute, because they're a big problem I have with this game. Remember, like, you'll be outside a station, and there'll be this chatter. Now, we usually love the chatter, but the chatter in this game is stupid. The chatter in this game is like, could you let me dock faster? Or why am I in line to dock? And, you know, every time you want to dock, you never have to wait in line. You can just go right in. What about all these other guys?
If you have the computer, you can go right in, because it goes to a cutscene.
No.
Other times, you haven't been there when there's heavy traffic at a station then, because sometimes you have to sit there and be like, oh, my God, get out of my way.
Seriously? I've played the game for about 6-7 hours. I never ran into that once.
Well,
not once, which seems stupid.
Maybe you're just not going to the popular places, Brian.
I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not. And the chat, and I love, have you ever into the chatter where, like, you'll be outside of a station and someone's like, oh, that's a really cool ship. Yeah, it must be expensive.
Yeah, that's like every time I jump into a system, because my ship is like, awesome. They're like, dude, it's Jim Awesome Laser, and he's got super plasma cannons. Check that out.
I'm surprised they don't want to, like, Dude, every time I hear that, I'm waiting for them to go, give us your shit, man. But they never do that. And, God, how bad, speaking of that kind of stuff, how bad is the voice acting in this game? I mean,
it is at least not Eastern European.
No, I can tolerate a certain level of Eastern European funkiness when it comes to voice acting. You know what I mean? There's a lot I can tolerate. But this game, like, none of the voice acting. Like, have you ever tried to communicate with an enemy and you hear what the guy says? Have you tried that?
Yeah, like, I'm just now having a guy. He's a squid that's talking shit.
Yeah. But have you hit the K button while you're having enemy targeted and hear what the bullshit your guy says?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What your guy says is like, this is the Darkstar 1. Hello.
To die. It's like, what? Come on. Yeah. And it's like every time you dock at a space station, at least before you got the computer, it's like permission was granted. What do you mean permission was granted?
How about is?
Is? It's like they didn't need it. Like, okay, I hate to trash any game because I think developers go in with the best intentions. I think developers always try to make the best game they can. And there are probably other, oh my God, you're kind of getting your ass handed to you, sir.
Not too bad.
Not too bad, actually, with all these pew-pewness hitting you. Your shields aren't going down nearly as fast as I thought they would. But yeah, in this case, it's like, where's the excitement? Where is the thrill?
Well, that's the thing. Like, once you figure out how to fight the enemies, and they come at you in mass, right?
Yeah.
But once you figure out how to fight them, then there's really no challenge to it. Because yeah, like, what I have even found is that you back up.
Yeah, no,
I raced till you get slider. Yeah.
And tried the same backup thing. It still works.
Mm-hmm.
It still works. Even when you turn up the difficulty, it still does the same stupid ass crap. It's just a stupid ass game. And eventually the fighting feels very freelancer-ish with the mouse control and everything. There's no reason to use a joystick on this game at all. It feels very freelancer-esque, but there's still, like, when you're playing freelancer, there's something of a thrill involved in the combat, you know, but because, like, you have to manage your energy shield batteries. Oh God, you only have one left. When are you going to use it? You know, but here there's like no thrill. You know what I mean? It's just a baseless. It's very
repetitive and very grindy.
Yeah. It's like they said, it's like they looked at Privateer and they looked at Freelancer and they said, what's fun about these games? Okay. Let's take the basic gameplay and then take out all the fun. Because this game just does, like, so much either averagely, mediocrely, or poorly. Like, trading. Did you try trading
in this game? So this takes me down a path, right? Okay. They have the ability to do a lot of things. Like, you can do trading. The only thing that pays off in trading is smuggling, though. And the cops are always thick as flies right outside the station. So that's kind of a pain. So you have to kind of invest in that. But that's not as much – it's not as fun, nor is it as profitable as the combat path, because you're getting like 1,000 credits per guy that you kill plus 30,000 credits for doing the mission. Yeah, and you go out there and you kill like 5 guys or whatever, and you know, you're good.
Yeah, there's no point – they put trading in there, but there's no point to it because missions just pay so much better because there's almost always combat in a mission.
Right. So then they have that. And then there's a module that I can get that's a mining module that apparently lets me do ore mining in asteroid belts or something. Why would I be doing that?
Exactly.
And the trading, like I said before, your ship flies around like an elephant if you're towing a cargo pod, so that's kind of unfun.
Yeah.
So it's all these things that like take a game that's kind of middling already and just suck the fun out of it. So it's like, well, I don't want to do that. I want to go out there and shoot stuff, right? But it's like they dole out the leveling by you have to collect X number of artifacts to level your ship to the next level.
Yeah.
And then once you've leveled the ship, let me go here into – that's not it.
You get stronger – you get better missions because –
yeah, let me go to my ship and then I'll show you what I got going on the ship, right? So I got a turret. I got some rail guns. And the guns suck more energy than my reactor can output, but I don't have a good enough reactor yet.
Right.
The reason why is because you have to choose whenever your ship gets an upgrade. Like the next one, I have to collect 5 artifacts, right?
Right.
And then it's like, okay, now you can put a point in the front section, the middle section, or the tail. If you put it in the middle section, that gives you more turret mounts, and more weapon damage. If you put it in the tail, then that gives you a better power system, which is you can haul cargo better, which who cares? Mm-hmm. But it also ups the recharge rate on your shields and your guns, which is important. Unless you're using your plasma gun wind button, which instantly recharges your weapons. And it's like, I love that thing. When I remember to use it, I keep forgetting that I have it. I don't know if you had that.
I used it all the time.
Yeah.
I used it as much as I could.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of nifty, but it's still stupid.
Yeah. All right, let me launch here.
I'm going to admit something. I don't usually do this in games, but I cheated in this game because I got to a point where I was like, I'm so bored. I just want to see what happens. So I found a trainer and I upgraded every bit of the ship, like all three sections, the front, the middle, the back. So I had like 6 front guns, 6 turrets, tons of power, you know, all this crap, right? And when you do that, the state, whatever station you're on has all the best stuff already. So I got all the best lasers because you have a money cheat. So I guess all the best lasers, all the best, you know, turrets, blah, blah, blah. And so
I didn't realize this. You can, up on the ship's thing, there's a slider up here. I had no idea that this was here.
Because the game doesn't tell you that.
I just went up here to try to click because I wanted to show you how I've spent my points. And I can't figure out how to get there unless I'm actually spending them.
No. Click the logbook. Click the logbook or hit L or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's right here. Okay. So this is my upgrade stuff.
And then, there it is.
Yeah, I can currently hold 3 front weapons. I get 1 turret. I get 3 equipment slots, right? And how many hull hit points I got and everything. So, you know, you look at the nose section and the center section and the tail section, right?
Right.
And then I could pick an upgrade here or whatever. Right. So then if I look at, is it this? Oh, this shows my faction standings.
Right. Which,
there's actually a skill tree here that's much like a Diablo character. There it is. So as I level up the ship, I have different trees that I can put these points in, which develop different abilities. So I've put the majority of them in the weapons boost. And then once you get up in the weapons boost enough, then it branches out. So I could get to 3 points in weapons boost and then go over to overload, which is a shield breaker. Or if I put 5 points in that, then I can go up to this time shock, which is a time distortion thing.
Right.
But I can also get there up the shield path, right? Or I could go for better shield boosting, which I put a point in, but I feel like these points are wasted now because I'm like, well, I'm not really using that. But I can't get the point.
I can't
do a respec and get the points back out.
No.
So it's kind of like, you know.
Well, no. So, like I said, I cheated and I upgraded the ship as much as you could.
Yeah.
Put every weapon I could on except missiles because missiles are a waste of time and money.
Yes,
and
they are terrible.
And they're terrible because they don't hit anything. They cost a decent amount of money for the good ones, and they're more trouble than they're worth. They take up a slot where you can put an actual gun that'll freaking do something. But so I upgraded everything just to see if the game would be any better. And the missions, they give you more money, but they're no different. They're the same damn missions, just maybe a few more enemies. And maybe they're a little, they have, like, there are a few enemies I saw that have their own special abilities here and there.
Yeah.
Like, they're like aces in Red Baron, you know, they have their special skills or whatever. But they're very few and far between.
Right.
So even when you upgrade everything, like, I think this put me, like, level 29 in the game or whatever, right?
So you're at the end game level of the ship and you're seeing those encounters. And the game is no different than the mid game.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And I feel
exactly
like once you've played this game for about 2 or 3 hours,
you've
seen every trick it has.
Now I do remember about maybe the mid game, there is a mission where you fly around in a planet. But basically, it's like a Death Star trench run. If I recall correctly, you're like in a canyon and you have to shoot stuff in the canyon, but don't hit the walls, but you can't really fly over the canyon or something. Yeah, I vaguely remember that because I did finish this game back in the day.
Oh, you did?
There was nothing else to play in terms of space games. You know, it was like new space game. I would play it. I played it because there really wasn't anything else.
Yeah, see, when I got it, I realized if you fly backwards, the enemy will all get in a conga line in front of you, and you can just hammer them with your lasers.
That's true.
Now, the version that's up on Good Old Games right now for like $6 or whatever it is.
$6, I believe,
That version is the reworked HD version, which actually has, which actually has better enemy AI or something, apparently.
No.
Yeah, they're not, well, they don't stand right in front of me. Yeah, it's the same one that got released with the Xbox. It's kind of a rework thing of it.
Where did you say that? Where did you say that? I'm reading it.
What's the title of the game? Is it just Dark Star 1 or is it Dark Star 1?
It's just Dark Star 1.
Oh, well, maybe I'm a liar. But the one for the Xbox.
I would say you're a liar, but.
Well, the one for the Xbox got, like, patched, right? So it has different features a little bit. So I think that this one might have gotten patched as well.
Oh, wow. So I'm looking at a review on GOG, and apparently back in the day on the forums for this game, the developers said this was going to be, quote, freelancer done right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So I'll say this for it, right? The Xbox game is identical to the PC game, right? So the Xbox has very, very limited space games. And it has nothing else like this.
They have that, and they have that Silpheed one, Project Silpheed, and that's
right. Which is
there was an Xbox arcade game that came out like a year or two ago that was apparently pretty good.
Yeah, but Silpheed is essentially Robotech, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a Square Enix thing, and it's basically you fly around and you hold the target lock, and it'll lock 10 targets, and then whoosh, and a 1,000 missiles fly, and
that's pretty cool.
It's very Japanese space
that's
game.
Pretty
like
cool.
That.
That's always a good time. That sort of thing.
So, but this is the only privateer kind of game that ever came out for the console. So I gave it to my nephew, who's like 13, and I think he might have a pretty good time with it because there's a lot of simplicity to it. But
yeah, he's 13,
and if he digs that, it's like a gateway drug into better space games. Maybe.
You know what? I could say that. Like, start the kind of the middling of the barrel here, and then we'll take you up from there.
Yeah, because there's only better things.
Yeah.
So if you like this,
no, there are worse things. We have talked about there are worse games than this. But that's probably the most frustrating thing about the game is how middling and average it is.
Yeah.
Like,
so do you see this? Do you see this big skull here on the map? There's an artifact there.
Yeah, that's a pirate
skull.
System.
Yeah, so it's pirates own that. They're pretty scary actually at this stage of the game because my ship's kind of middling upgraded.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm gonna jump in there and see if I get murdered while we're talking.
Oh, you're gonna get murdered because I tried that like. Even with my tough ship, my cheated ship, and there's so many of them.
Yeah.
That even with a tough ship, you have a tough time.
Well, I wonder, did you get to the further systems? With your cheated ship.
No.
So did it actually scale how many pirates you had to fight?
Apparently, even in the same systems I was in before, the missions were more expensive. And had more enemies. That's not necessarily the same. They were harder. They kind of weren't.
That's kind of an interesting thing, though, because that's kind of the sin like Oblivion committed of like the tougher your character got, then the guys even back at the beginning towns would get tough.
Yeah, like with Freelancer, if you went back to the the first systems, you'd be running into these ships where you would lay waste to them because you're in your tough ship and they're still in their little pea shooters that you had a tough time with. In the beginning of the game, if I remember correctly. But with this, no, I mean, you go back to the first system and the missions will be the upgraded ones for more money.
Interesting.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah. Cause at one point, I got an email to go back to the first system. I'm like, why do I have to go all the way back there? Fine. Jump, 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 jump. And it's funny how like this game. Oh yeah. You got totally killed. It's funny how like there's no. Like how earlier I said, like usually when you repair at a base, there's a fee. Well, I also think it's funny how when you jump, there's no fuel, there's no energy involved. You can just jump indefinitely, limited only by the range of your jump drive.
Well, and that's the thing. So this is how the game contains your progression: is it doles out the number of artifacts that you get, which is how much you can level up the ship. And then the ship has to be at a certain level before you can fit certain components. Mm-hmm. So you can't be tough enough to do the fights in a certain area until you have the ship evolved That's really the term for it, because it actually like sprouts new things whenever you eat one of those crystals.
Jello shots.
So, but it'll actually like the wings will transform into some new configuration, and then you have more weapon points and whatever. So,
oh, dude, fully upgraded ship is really funky looking.
Yeah. It's
really funky looking.
Yeah, well, there is like some screenshots that I was looking, and it almost looked like one of those Romulan warbirds from Next Generation.
A little bit.
The way the guy had it set up.
Yeah, it looks like kind of like a scout, like a Romulan scout with the kind of inverted lines and curves and everything.
So the thing is, they dole out the experience points that you level your ship up with, and then you have to go out and grind the missions to earn the money in order to fit the components that you can now fit.
Yep.
And then once you have that, then
you do a story mission.
You'll do a story mission, and it'll pop open the map.
Yeah. Not only will it pop open the map, it's like, oh, here's a better jump drive all of a sudden.
Or they'll require the jump drive. It's like, to do the story mission, you must get this jump drive.
But if you can't, didn't the game actually tell you that? Like, you need this better jump drive. But if you can't afford it right now, do some missions to get some money. Like, okay, that makes sense, but you shouldn't, like...
It's very gamey.
Yeah.
It's like the game knows it's a game, and it speaks of itself as a game.
Yeah, it just takes me out of the moment all the time.
It's like, you could get an XP boost if you do the... Oh my gosh, what?
Thanks, game. Thank you, gamey.
Check this out. Yeah. I'm in this system. Everything's a question mark. Uh-huh. And the jump drive that I have is the best one that I can fit right now.
You can only go to that story mission.
And I can't make it to the story mission.
Oh, for God. If you jump to that one system, like, up.
Up here?
Yeah. Oh, you're a little behind me. I think if you jumped up there and then down again, maybe you could do it.
We'll find out.
Yeah, try that.
So
how it does that.
Other mechanic that's going on here. You don't really have you jump system to system, but in system travel is very slow. Except that there's time compression,
like the X Games, which is when you have to add time compression to your game. I don't think that's a good thing.
Well, yes and no, but it gives you a contrivance where it's like there's enemies near. You know, you can't use your warp because there's enemies. Otherwise, you would just say, "Hey, I got warp. I'm out of here." Right?
I suppose.
Yeah. So let's see if it'll let... Nope, I can't go there. So I have to do some... I have to do something to unlock one of these question mark systems
in order
to get to my story mission. And that's where I'm stuck. It's just like, I got to do something. I don't know what.
You can't even get to the systems that have artifacts in them.
Right. So I am now...
Is there anything to explore? No, not in this system.
No, I'm at a wall right now.
Nice game. Good job, game. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating. It's just like...
I hear you.
I'm now at the place where I can do nothing.
But do you really want to go on? I mean, let's be honest.
You know, that's a funny thing that you ask that, because this is the place where I was like, save and quit. Because it's like, well, I got to play it with Brian tonight on the show.
You must have more patience than I did, because you've gotten about twice as far as me on the map. And I was playing Saturday, and I played a bit Sunday, and I just hit a point. I docked. I'm like, I'm done. I have no more interest in playing this at all. I'd rather watch the special features to Batman The Dark Knight Returns, or maybe Pacific.
speaking of that, so I got Batman Origins, right? Battlefield 4. Yeah, Batman Arkham Origins came out last week, because it's good. And then there's, I have so many games, right? I have things that are still in the shrink wrap that I need to get out.
Then why are you playing this?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sitting here because I'm taking one for the team, Brian, and you're the team.
There are other games I could be playing as well for the blog or for myself. I actually stopped playing this, and as a palate cleanser, I loaded up Skyrim. Now, I was at a point in Skyrim where I was stuck. And so, you know what? I'm just going to try and get through this. And I got through it.
So this game was instrumental in getting you over the Skyrim hump.
It actually was, because this game itself is a hump. This is a hump game. This is a humpy game because it's a speed bump. That's what this game is. Speed bump towards something better. That's exactly what this game is. And I, like I said, I always try and be positive. I always try and be positive toward games, but sometimes you can't be. Sometimes you can't be, because this game, I don't really think it really has that many redeeming qualities. It doesn't look any better than Freelancer does.
No, it's just inoffensive, but it does not excel at anything either.
No, it excels at nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I mean, it's trying to do a living universe like Freelancer or Space Rangers. It fails at that. It tries to do trade like Space Rangers or the X Games. It doesn't do well at that. It tries to have combat like Freelancer or the X Games or maybe Free Space. It doesn't do well at that. It tries to have a story where, oh, revenge and blah, blah, like I War 2 or whatever. It doesn't have that. So, I mean, it doesn't have a story that's better than any of that. So there are several space games you could play that offer something better than this. If you want better trade, you play Privateer X. If you want better combat, you play Freelancer or Free Space. If you want better piracy, you play, you know, Independence War 2. If you want a better story, you play just about any of the games I mentioned. if you want worse voice acting, you can play X3. I don't even know what's that about. But yeah, there is just nothing. Like, people are asking me, what about Dark Star 1? You know, when I say, oh, you can play these games, what about Dark Star 1? You're wasting your time. I tell them they're wasting their time.
So, I think we've pretty much beaten this one into the dust. Right? But wait.
What?
There's more.
I'm looking at your Twitch and it's just on the menu.
Yeah, I know. Give it a second.
Okay. What?
I have to change.
What are you doing? No, I haven't played this one. I can't talk about this.
Yes, you can. You're going to see it and you're going to love it.
I've barely touched Salvation Prophecy.
Well, yeah, and you won't. We're going to save you. I'm going to save you the burden.
How did you switch games and still keep the Twitch on? How'd you do that?
Because I'm awesome.
Did you just not turn off OBS?
Right. And then I kept the other game up, and then I switched games, and I changed which game it was capturing, and then I killed the game. So anyway.
Very, very clever, sir.
I know. I'm great like that. Mm. Let's not terminate the program. Let's load a game. So I'll go to my autosave, because... you know, awesome. And then we're going to play a little Salvation Prophecy, because while we're hating games,
why?
I want to hate this one.
Okay, why do you want to hate this one? I've barely played this one. Why do you want to?
It begs for hate, sir.
Okay, really?
So check this out. I'm going to land on this planet. It's a drone production facility. There's four races. There's humans, robots, which are like Terminators, and then some kind of evolved humans, which are basically space elves or something, almost like bioorganic things. And then there's this other alien race, which is like the demented crazy fuckers, which is what I'm playing. So
is that
this
like a tie on your back? What is that?
No, that's like just a piece of me, power generator thing.
Okay. Alright, so this is the ground combat. This is about as far as I got in the game. And
So we're zerging around here and there's robots.
Zerging around.
Well, yeah, you, like,
Zerg it up, dude.
It's almost like Dynasty Wars on the console, right? Like, I'm the only person with any intelligence out here.
Oh, and then I've actually played that, so I'm talking about.
Yeah, so there's like a gazillion guys, and we just run around and shoot other mindless enemies that are also zerging around.
Mm.
All right? So, but I got to get past the ground combat so I can get to the space combat, because the space combat's where it's at. And by that, it's not.
Is it where it's at? Is it really? No.
It's where something's at.
Something's at?
So I have a gun called a really big zapper. It's my tentacle on my head.
What?
Yeah, see me wailing on this guy with my
tentacle? Oh, you got to be kidding me. Really? That's what it's actually called.
It's called a big zapper.
You're being two-timed. Okay. Whoa. Yeah, that's a big gun shooting over there.
Oh, yeah, that's a big gun. Here, let me get another gun out. Oh, I have a bomb dispenser, right? Let me shoot that. I throw grenades. That's right, dog. I throw me some grenades. Is this exciting?
I'm sorry. It really isn't, actually.
This is exciting ground combat. This is what I signed up for.
Galactic News Space Battle. What is... I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, so for the people listening at home who aren't viewing the stream because, you know, they're too lame to do so... yeah, so there's these weird alien things that I'm playing as, and we're killing weird alien robots. Whoa, what's that?
That's a thing.
Like somebody was carrying a giant building around on their shoulder. Oh, that's buggy. All right, what the hell?
Okay.
So then there's these big buildings. This is a turret factory, but I don't know that it makes turrets. I've never seen it do anything, but they had to give it a name, right? So then we all stand here and we shoot at this building until
now, it... Now, that used thing, Galactic News Space Battle, does that mean you can jump into a space battle right now? You know the thing on the right that says use space battle? Oh, it doesn't do anything. This is... I'm not even sure what I'm watching. I mean, this looks kind of like... what is the Star Wars game? Battlefront? It looks like it's trying to be that. But
I don't know, man.
As...
This was like a green light title.
Yeah, I know.
This is... Oh, I'm shooting my own dudes. They don't care. Honey Badger don't care.
Do you have friendly fire in this game?
Yeah, there is.
Son of a gun.
Okay, so I got this bomb dispenser, right? I'll get that out. And then I throw a bomb, and it puts that thing out across the ground, and then I throw... Can I... No.
Oh.
I'm trying to figure out how to use the use thing. Oh, gosh. Oh, wait.
You threw one. You did throw one.
Oh, look. I'm on the map now. There's a space battle. Okay. So how do I do this? Invasion failed. The word of what? Oh, that was like some news shit. I don't even know. All right.
Eh. Oh, there goes that.
Every time you destroy a building, like a bunch of dudes pour out of it. The building explodes. Well, more like evaporates. And then a bunch of guys pour out.
I see that.
And start shooting.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, my lemmings fight their lemmings. Yeah, that's pretty great. Somebody put a turret down. That's also pretty great.
Is there any multiplayer to this at all?
Mercifully, no.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because I own this game, and I just haven't really toyed around with it. I did, like, one ground battle. I was like, oh, I'll get back to it. And, yeah, it really didn't happen. I feel kind of bad. I do need to review it at some point, but...
This is an extractor. I'm extracting my vengeance upon it. Or something, exacting, whatever.
You're extracting its health, apparently. Very slowly, too. It's a thing. You have to kill all the red things on your radar, and that's another thing. And now a bunch of dudes are going to just material... Oh, yeah, they just fell out.
I missed them with the bomb. Yeah, they just spawn.
Fell.
Very gamey.
Out of the thing.
They're spawners.
You know what? I don't mind something that's gamey. You know, it's fine as long as it's a good gamey game, you know? I mean, I'm fine with that. But I'm not having a good time watching this.
No, it's not doing anything for me. Like, the screenshots, it had some promise. Like, hey, this could be something. It could be a contender. But here I am just, like, whipping guys. Oh, I died.
Rip. You died? Oh, I'm not there yet. Oh, I see it now.
You can construct up to 3 turrets.
Died. That seems to be a theme on your Twitch videos is your death.
Yes.
I just wanted to...
I die a lot.
I did notice that there's a lot of things blowing up.
Oh, God. It started the mission again. I don't want to do that. Anything but that.
Can you pick another?
Oh, yeah. You bet. All right. So here's Drone Unity Citadel Battle. I think this is going to be a space thing. Because it's basically like different mini games. I'm playing as the robot guys now. I really like their animation for walking sideways. Check it out.
What? They're like sliding sideways.
He moonwalks,
man. They're doing a little dance. They're doing
Even Michael Jackson couldn't moonwalk sideways. Yeah. So that's where that's at. But I can't just come here. you know, in Captain EO, right?
I never saw that. That's that thing at Disneyland, right? Yeah. Or whatever. Dude, that was the ship hangar. Isn't that where you're supposed to go?
Go here to the mission officer.
What? Okay.
Beg.
He's got a thing over his head. Okay, so talk to the mission officer.
I have my dialogue choice. Affirmative. God, it's just like a BioWare game. I get to pick conversation options.
But
well, there's only one
really,
option.
That's not really one. That's not really an option if there's only one thingamajig. Okay, so I see stuff. What are you doing now? What's this?
Hostile space stations will launch their fleets.
Okay. So this is a space...
Maybe.
Thing? This is a space thing?
Theoretically. Invade, enter
that's
a dropship. Oh, God, no. We don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. Invade planet. No, don't do that. Oh, you just took it.
I'm stuck with it. So,
wait, what about the other one? There looked like there was another one.
Hold on, let me go over here. Drop hanger.
I'd say reload the game and try to take another mission.
Well, I didn't have a variety of missions that I could choose.
It looked like there was at least more than one. It looked like there were two different planets you can go to.
Let me try a previous autosave.
I'm behind on what I see because, you know, Twitch has a delay of like 10, 15 seconds or something.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Okay, that looks kind of spacey.
I haven't repaired my shields. Oh, wait, I have to repair my shields. Why? God, why must I repair my shields?
Well, you have... Do you have enough money? There you go.
Yeah, it's some kind of space currency that is numbers.
Launch into space.
Look how funky these ships look.
Wow.
Like, all of them are funky.
They look kind of familiar. I don't know why they look familiar. Man, because
you know what this game reminds me of is that TV series Lex.
I never saw that.
Oh, dude, seriously? You have to go on... I know it's on, like, Netflix. It might be on Hulu as well.
Is that supposed to be that sexy sci-fi show or something like that?
No, no. Lex is, like, super weird. Like, the one race has scorpion-looking ships, and, you know, they talk some kind of pseudo-babble that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And
okay, so now you're in space, and there's some rocks spinning, and there are lots of little rocks flying around you, I guess, to give you the sense of speed. But they're not hitting you, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Shoot that rock. Shoot that asteroid. Kill it. Kill it.
I'm going to kill it.
It looked at you funny.
I don't have emissions. I'm a select target. Why did it let me in space if I don't have a mission?
You must select a target to communicate. So wait, I've seen that space station before. That must be like a public domain thing or something.
Yeah, you know where that space station
I've seen that in Zigfrak.
In Evacron.
And I've seen that in Evacron. Yes, I've seen that in two other space games.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. There must be some kind of... I think a developer told me there's some kind of public assets you can buy for your space game. You know, if you're not an artist, you can buy a space station asset from somebody. So, okay, so you're running around shooting rocks.
I'm shooting rocks out of pure boredom. All right, so there has to be no shield generator, no missiles.
There's
what can I do?
To use. There's out of missiles.
I can load a game. Why? Why?
Why are we
is
doing
this happening? I don't know, because I want to show you that there's like one cool thing about this game, and that's like the warp tunnels. Oh, here we go.
Warp tunnels?
He's like, some guys from Contraption Jacks are going to attack some other guys we don't like. Are you in? Like, sure, I dig mayhem.
Nah.
It's like you got to fly to Contraption Jacks and meet me in the control room. Oh,
what?
God, I don't want to do that. All right.
Why? Why can't we just fly and do stuff?
Apparently, because the game wants to control me or something. Where am I going? There's no navigation. Oh, God.
There's no,
this
like...
Do I have to fly?
So there's no nav point, or there's no waypoint, or there's no, like, arrow or anything to point you to where you're supposed to be going.
Exactly. So, in that, it's like Strike Suit Zero.
No, didn't Strike Suit Zero have at least some kind of navigational aid to tell you where you should go at the
Yeah,
very
but it was like arrows around the border of the screen kind of
but
thing.
But that's fine.
No,
that's
radar.
That's at least something.
Yeah, that's true.
What's here? I don't see any arrows around the screen to dictate where you should go.
Oh, I found a thing here. Oh,
you found a thingy.
Oh, wait.
Look at that. It's a thingy.
I can go to Scanner.
Galaxy. Maybe that'll let you go somewhere else.
Things. Device. I don't know what these things are. This is... What? Oh, there's a wormhole.
What's all the red stuff? Very
jump.
Far.
Oh, here we go. I get to jump.
Right through the station. No! Oh, okay. It kind of...
All right, now I'm in the jump thing, and this is like the trench run in Star Wars. You have to
Or Star Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Star Rangers, you had a warp thing you had to fly manually through. The interactive magic one, you remember that?
Barely.
Great game. But yeah, you had a... Oh, you got hit by a thingy. Oh,
I made it. Sweet. All right, so I'm at the wormhole. That's all I wanted.
Wormhole. You just flew through the galaxy's anus.
Wow.
At least that's
like the space glory hole, but you never know what's going to pop through.
There's no glory here.
No. There's no glory in this.
Boredom.
Wow. I mean, it's bad, man. All right, but I got to get to this. Oh, yeah, see, I can dodge left and right for some reason. I don't even know why.
Well, a lot of games offer that kind of sliding, so that's not unusual. Dark Star 1 offers it.
Oh, well, that's a bonus. We should get back to that and do some sliding.
No. Why waste your...
They could make a game called Star Drift, and that's all you do. You just drift endlessly. Well, it'd be like...
Fast and Furious 15, Star Drift.
Fast and Furious 15, in the space.
It's not even
God,
cars.
That did look like a big spectral anus, didn't it?
What? Oh God, it does. Oh, and you collided with it and turned into a poop.
Yeah, okay. It's crazy. So now I'm flying through this. Yeah, this is another wormhole sequence, but this is different. There's no lightning to dodge.
No lightning.
You just have to
mildly change course. It's not even a challenge. You just have to mildly change.
Oh no, there's some challenge.
There is some challenge.
The mouse and the controls are ridiculous.
Oh, I saw that. You can't leave the distortion field.
Right. This is like flying through a giant galactic soap bubble.
Ooh. So it's kind of like a ring course, only not as fun. Oh no.
Oh no, I made it.
Oh, you did make it. Okay.
I think. Maybe I made it.
Maybe.
Maybe if you suck, you just get sent back to the beginning or something. I don't know. Let's see. I have to find my scanner again. Oh, there it is. Scanner.
How do you pull that thing up? The right menu? The right button? Or how do you pull that menu up?
I think it was the Q key.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm going to jump to an enemy fortress.
Do it, man.
So I get killed.
Do it, man.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh, that was quick.
Weird. You flew, like, straight, and then it veered you to the right, and now, oh, there you are.
Here I am.
Oh, it's a bunch of spiky balls on a thing.
Dude, balls. Oh, whoa, they're shooting at me.
Are they?
Apparently, yeah. Whoa, there's a lot of shooting. That's a lot of shooting.
Oh, I see it now. Oh, wow, that is a lot of shooting.
Space bro.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of shooting.
Here, let me shoot this guy. Oh, gosh. And I died. So that's how that goes.
Oh, out there. Wow, that was violent.
Yes.
Wow, that's... Oh, boy. Okay, that's
like
an indie effort, but... Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. Oh, it put me back into space. Yeah, it's like, oh, you should come do this ground mission. No. How about no?
Can I just fly to the planet and bombard you from space? No, we don't allow that, even though we have spaceships? Okay, sure, why not? Whatever.
Oh, now I see why that was such a quick trip over there, because it's actually, like, right there. Was it tab? No. C. Oh, the C key pulls that up. So, let's see. We'll go on. See, you don't get buddies in the mission.
What?
Whenever.
No, wait a minute at all?
Well, you do when it's an organized mission. When the game says, hey, dude, we're doing this thing. And then a bunch of ships go. But if you go out on your own, you're on your own. You don't get any backup out there or anything. So, it's kind of weird. Yeah. Pretty weird. So, I get a scanner.
That is kind of weird.
There's, I can go to another fortress.
There's a planet, there's a station, there's a planet, there's a station, there's a planet, and a wormhole.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump here.
I love how they don't even give you any kind of numerical distance. It just says far, very far.
Right, well, it's like painful wormhole, or not so aggravating wormhole.
So this is a painful wormhole with
all
that
was quick. No, I'm like, if it's far, it's like you're going to be in that thing
for a long
time. Balance
your credit to buy both equipment and ship components.
Yeah. What am I doing here?
I don't know. I'm not seeing it yet.
I landed on a planet. I'm being shot to hell. What do I do? Oh, I can exit my ship. Oh, God. This was a mistake. Now I see why they have those orbital turret things. Oh, I'm on the planet all alone, too. That's... Oh, hello.
Oh, God. You're surrounded by redness, sir. Oh, my goodness.
God, I'm dead.
So, I guess, maybe you're going about this all wrong. Like, maybe you have to do the missions because they're all organized and shit.
Well, that's the thing, right? If you go out in free roam, you're dead. So, you got to do the missions that the computer spontaneously generates. So, yeah, it's, wow, what a strange game. But it feels, oh, God, and it puts me right back in the thing when I respawn. All right, we've had enough of you. It feels just very cheap, you know, it's just, wow. I don't know. It's like an old, like those old Amiga games that came from like people that used to develop on Acorns and stuff. And then they were like, oh yeah, well, we had this game that was on the Spectrum and now we ported it to the Amiga and it's this awesome whatever. And it's like, oh, what a pile. So, yeah, it's kind of strange. But they have, like, a fairly loyal following over on their forum. So maybe I'm just not far enough in it. I can't penetrate the weirdness enough to enjoy what's there. But I just think it's wild when, like, 1,000 clones of one character, like, zerging across the battlefield going pew, 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 and it's very, nothing here keeps my attention. Let's just put it.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, folks, I think we should wrap this up because I think we've put ourselves through enough pain and suffering this evening. So, yeah, folks, we're going to call it a night there because, yeah, that's enough torture for poor Jim.
Oh, no, I got more.
No, dude, no, let's stop. Stop. I think two. Let's call it a...
Oh, God, I could go down my Steam list and find some stench. If you really want.
No. Is it still space stuff, though?
Maybe.
Let's not.
We'll let
it go. Yeah, let it go. But, folks, thank you for listening. I don't know what we're going to do next week. Maybe we should do a news game catch-up thing.
Yeah, space pirates.
Yeah, exactly. Space pirates. Let's do that. But next time we do this, we're probably going to look at Evercron Mercenary, the latest one. In the Evercron games, which I don't think enough people have given enough of a chance. But by then, I should have a better video card and a better monitor, so I should be able to stream better. So yeah, next time,
I'll reinstall Evercron. Is that on Steam yet?
Yeah, I believe it is. I don't think my cop... Well, hang on, let me look.
Well, he's got a key. He gave me a key last time.
Yeah, I don't think my key works. I don't think the key just works on Steam.
Wow.
Which...
Because you need a Steam key. So he should be converting people over to Steam key.
He should be, but, I mean, you don't need Steam to run the game. Yeah. I mean,
why don't we get... Have you reached out to him? We should get him on the show.
I have. He doesn't want to do a podcast.
Ah.
He was one of the first people I asked because he's been doing this... He was one... When I ran a sim game website back in, like, 2000, and he was one of the first people I ever did a Q&A with.
Yeah.
For that site. Oh. And so I've known Sean, that's the guy who does these games, for a long time. And he was one of the first people I reached out to. And he politely declined. And some people just don't. I've asked other people, and they've said no. They'd rather do written Q&As. It's a thing. So some people just don't want to, and that's fine.
Well, you could do a Q&A, and then we could do a podcast where I just read their responses in a funny voice.
I did a Q&A with him a while ago. A long time ago.
Yeah.
It was one of the first ones for the new site, for this site. But Evercron Mercenary is definitely a game worth playing, and I haven't really played it since the massive 2.0 update that prettied the graphics and added planetary walkers
and neat. All
that stuff. Yeah, it added a ton of stuff as a free update.
My experience with the game had always been like, here's a ship, there's a space station in front of you. It's a lot like the X universe where it's just like, there you are, and go.
It's definitely more accessible.
Was there missions and
there
stuff?
Are missions. You have to get them in the station, but there are missions.
But so how's that different from Dark Star 1, where I dock in the station, and then I have a list of missions, and it's like, go kill this pirate, or deliver that cargo.
There are different types of missions. First, there are racing missions. There are janitorial missions. There are shooting missions. I mean, there's already more variety. Plus, the combat's definitely more fun. The graphics are definitely better. And the gameplay is just more varied. And trade actually matters. there's a lot to do in this game. It's just finding it. It's definitely more accessible than, say, X. And it definitely has more to do than, say, Dark Star 1.
It would be a hard show for me to do because I'm not really that much of a trader in games. Then maybe you can answer me this.
Sure.
The problem that I have with games like EVE Online or Dark Star 1, any of those games, is whenever you dock at a station and you look at the list of commodities, right, and they're selling like barrels of neutronium for 500 space bucks. And it's like, well, that's great, but I can't really pull up a map and see what it's worth anywhere. So it should be a thing about how much is it buying? How much do I buy it for? Where can I sell it? And how much fuel does it cost me or risk to my ship does it cost me to get there? Right?
I don't remember how it works in this game, but there are games like Space Rangers 2, for example, is a great example of this because there's a search function. You could search if there's a great price on like minerals. You could look in the search function, do a search for minerals, it'll give you all the nearby planets and what their prices are for minerals. And like, oh, I should go there.
Oh, and Evercron, it does that?
No, Space Rangers it does.
Oh, and Space Rangers.
I didn't really do much trading in Evercron, because in games like this, I do trade somewhat, but I'm a mission whore. I love missions. So this game has some fun mission types. Like, it's fun making money by going to a satellite and cleaning its dish. I'm not even making that up. That is a mission. That is a mission in this game.
You're like a space window washer.
You're a space janitor. But there's also racing missions. There's also, like, some, I think there's spying missions. And so there's a lot of variety in this game. And there's a lot of different things you can do with your ship and everything. And there's multiplayer too. You should definitely install that and maybe get a server going. Maybe we can install it together, because I can't run a server and play the game at the same time. I tried.
Oh, really?
But
you holy need a power- crap! Evercron Mercenaries, $25 on Steam.
Yeah, it goes on sale. It goes on sale often enough.
Yeah,
but I would say it's worth that.
Well, I have to dig in my Gmail, because I bought it way back, right? Like, yeah, before we were even talking.
Bling. Wow. We totally went off on a tangent there, folks. But yeah, that's the next game we'll focus on probably in a month or so once I'm upgraded. But if you have any suggestions about games you'd like us to look at or topics you'd like us to talk about, please let us know, because I'm not the best at thinking up topics, and sometimes trying to find guests is exhausting. So
Or even if you really like a game and you want to come on here and talk about it, we'll totally bring people in.
Why not? That'd be kind of fun. So, yeah, folks, this is kind of a random all-over-the-place podcast.
Hey, speaking of random and all-over-the-place,
yes.
So many podcasts ago, we had the guy on that did the Sword of the Stars 2 wiki, whose name escapes me right now. But you remember it, right?
Paul Tobia, Rorschach on the forum.
Okay, yeah.
He's all about Sword of the Stars 2 and that company and everything, yeah.
So I'm trying to puzzle out how to like that game, because I reinstalled it. What happened was I read the Jack Campbell Lost Fleet book 1 and 2 whenever I was on my trip, right? I put it in the audiobook and listened to it one each way. Very, very, very good. I really like that series thus far. And it's interesting. The politics are kind of like, you know, it seems like a bunch of immature teenagers that are running a space fleet kind of thing, right? And they squabble and they have, you know, their little inner cliques and power plays and whatnot. And then he's like the only adult in the room. And it's like, when you see the enemy, you don't all just pick random targets and charge. You know, it's like we have this thing called formations, and this was like from 100 years ago before I was before I was a space popsicle in my survival pod. So he's the only guy that survived and remembers the old tactics back when we used to win space battles. So anyway, I was listening to that book series, and I was like, this is really awesome. It makes me want to control a fleet, right? So let me put in Sword of the Stars 2.
So wait, why didn't you load Nexus then? Why
I did
load that.
Oh. I did. I just haven't really played around with that. That's another game that I need
that's
to
a
get
much,
into.
That's a much. Yeah, someone actually requested that one. So after Evercron, that's probably the one we should do next. But yeah, that one I think would be a better choice for what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. It still looks amazing too.
Yeah. But yeah.
Is it on GOG? I forget. My brain is fried right now, but I think it is. Yes, people, I have a loud keyboard. Deal with it. I believe it. Yeah, it's $10 on $10 on GOG, and you get the soundtrack with it, which is totally worth it because it's a great soundtrack. That's why you buy stuff on GOG, is the extra funness. Yeah, that's a great game. So probably do better. Are you putting Sword of the Stars into the Twitch now?
No.
Okay, I was worried that's what you were doing.
Oh no. No, I'm actually looking for my Evercron key because I need to install that thing.
Oh, we can do that later. But anyway, folks, thanks for listening, everyone. And if you have a suggestion as to a game you'd like us to cover or talk about, because I'm kind of running out of ideas right now.
Yeah.
But I've been really tired lately. So thank you for listening to our random-ass podcast talking about some bad games.
Yes.
Because that was kind of fun talking about bad games, or at the very most generous, mediocre games.
Well, I would say Dark Star 1 is like that boring girl that you take on a date that you really just can't have a conversation with. But it's like she's not bad looking, but you just really don't have any point to connect with, right? And then Salvation Prophecy is kind of like that girl that you take on a date and she sits there and picks her nose. It's you know, it's just kind of like, wow, there's no redeeming quality to this thing unless I just want to play something just weird. But both games, the entire time I'm in them, it sets in much faster in Salvation Prophecy. But both games is just like, I could really be doing something else right now.
Yeah, totally. Like you could be playing the new Typing of the Dead game that came out today.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I kind of want that.
Yeah.
I kind of love Typing of the Dead. It's totally a guilty pleasure. But apparently that also comes with House of the Dead. So.
Oh really? It comes with both, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
How do they do House of the Dead? You got to do it with the mouse.
I think you do it with a mouse. Kind of takes out the challenge. Or maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Hmm. But yeah. So anyway, folks, thank you for listening to our ramblings. We will talk to you about spacey stuff next week. Jim, thank you as always for being an awesome co-host. And folks, this will also be, on YouTube to watch us, play or watch Jim play stuff while I comment on it. So like that last podcast we did our game, this will also be on YouTube. But thank you for listening. Thank you for watching and have a good night.
Let's have some music in here, Boiler.
Sure thing.